Hello, Poddlers. Exciting times ahead as a singing dog rides again.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is coming up to 6:35. In fact, it's 6:35. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. So how was your weekend? Tell me through the use of emojis. We've got a hand face plant emoji, then the kind of sweary, really angry red face emoji.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Then there's a zombie emoji, then there's a kind of hands in the air like, emoji, ooh, which apparently is someone's car broke down, the exhaust fell off. Can it be brought back from the dead? Who knows? That's the message of the weekend from that, which is good. We've got a car emoji, a tree, then a deer, then a tractor, then a kind of little hilltop scene, an idyllic hilltop scene, then a mountain, then a glass of red wine and a Spanish flag. Claire goes on to tell us that Dave and the team drove to the forest of Dean, saw a deer, got towed off a muddy field by a tractor, finally pitched our tent somewhere safe, climbed a big hill and rewarded ourselves with tapas.
Oh, that's the Spanish flag at the end.
That's one heck of a tale of a weekend in emojis, isn't it? Ben in Bedford, it doesn't really need any explanation because what's happened here is, for some reason, Ben didn't have his baby at the weekend, so in absence of the baby in the childcare, just ate his body weight in cheese, drank too much red wine and went to sleep for ages.
Yes. That's
my kind of weekend.
100%, exactly right. You're not even a parent, Anna, and this is your kind of weekend. I get it. I totally get it. Keep them coming to 8 to 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The tale of your weekend told through tiny little pictures. Yes, it's your weekend in emojis. The brilliantly named Jelly in Bridlington, good morning Jelly in Bridlington, has a swimming emoji, then a person with a smaller person, then an up arrow, down arrow, up arrow, down arrow, up arrow, down arrow. Then there's another up arrow, and then there's a down arrow. What could it be? It's trampolining, everyone.
Of course.
Excellent work, Jelly. Swimming with my son, then trampolining with him.
I thought it was them climbing up to the high diving board and then coming back down again.
What, and then bottling it?
And then, yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
If I was ever
it's
in the...
So
I'm at the top and then I'd come straight back down.
It's
have you ever gone up the top?
It's an embarrassing climb
down. Have you ever been
down
up there?
Yeah, it's an embarrassing climb down, I think.
I don't think you could just go up there unless
you
were Tom Daly.
So I've backed out. No, from a semi, not like a massive Olympic size one.
Right.
From a big diving board.
Oh, I'm not interested in your story then, mate. So you've been to the top diving board?
Yeah, jumped off. I've
have you?
Dived off. Yeah. Well, I mean,
have you done that, Anna?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Have you done that, Glenn?
Yeah, and you fall for ages.
And it hurts your feet.
You become so aware of how long you're falling for.
Yeah, it's mad.
I couldn't do it. When that celebrity show Jump came out, you know, was that the swimming one or was that the skiing?
Oh, when they all ended up in hospital.
One.
That was the skiing one.
I remember. Yeah, the swimming one. I remember looking at it thinking, you're all heroes to me. Hi Dave, there are no emojis for what I've been doing. Installing ducting and catch pits in a train station.
Whoa.
From Darren. You just didn't try hard enough, Darren. Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Train emoji.
There must be a catch pit emoji.
Of course.
Come on.
There is. Matt Dyson, what about your weekend?
Well, mine is, I can't find one for Stout or Guinness, but I can find one for a barrel, because I had, it was St. Patrick's Day and we had a bit of lunch in a pub and I had a pint of Guinness, but they were selling them with a little barrel of Jameson's whiskey that you could perch on the top of your pint glass and have as a little chaser. And I'd never seen that before. It was very nice.
What, for free?
No, you have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you put it on the pint?
Yeah, it's
like a Jager bomb.
Yeah, it's like a tiny barrel that you attach. It's got a little hook you attach over the edge. A little metal barrel full of Jameson's whiskey.
Alternatively, there was a little St. Bernard's that would just run along the bar.
Yeah. But it was nice.
That is a nice thing. Well done to the Irish on the Six Nations victory, by the way. What a timely victory ahead of St. Patrick's Day.
Amazing, wasn't it? And then me and Ted sang some of the Pogues and had a little lunch together. It was very nice.
Oh, did he want to do that? Does he know the words of the Pogues?
He's dancing like a lunatic to it.
Just like the great man himself.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's coming up to 9 minutes past seven on your Monday morning. It is time for the social ammunition. As you can tell by the giggling, I'm very excited about this because I know what's on the way.
Oh, there's some amazing update on a singing dog coming your way. But first, who wants a top 10 of big shops in the UK?
Can I have a top three instead?
Edited down to a top three. Yeah, it's great, gone perfect. For too long. But why not? They keep coming. I mean, every weekend I get sent them. Johnny King on Instagram has sent me this one. It's B&M Bargains. And I'm pleased to say we go back to the OG American.
Chesterfield's got to be in there.
AI voice. Let's find that, Dave. Does anyone want me to find that?
Now at number three, it's B&M at Castle Retail Park in Nottingham, boasting 34,500 square feet. At number two, we have B&M Preston Docks, offering 39,000 square feet. And finally, taking the top spot at number one, we have B&M Bournemouth, dominating with an impressive 79,000 square feet.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Bournemouth.
I can't believe that Ches Vegas isn't in there.
Oh, yes, they got a particularly big one in
Chesterfield. Yes, legendary. It's next to one of the greatest TK Maxx's the world has ever seen.
Yes, is that near the...
I mean, TK Maxx, radio
thing! Is that near the Greg that's like a sort of outdoor coffee house sort of vibe where everyone's...
No, that's somewhere else, but you're right to...
Similar. Still in Chesterfield, yeah. Well, what an amazing rundown that was. So who'd have thought Bournemouth would be number one? And I just love it when he gets the pronunciation wrong. It's always great. I'll share it so you can watch it for yourself. And then the update on the singing dog. This is amazing.
Right? Oh, my goodness, mate.
Lou on Instagram sent me this.
Anna, you're going to love this.
We had the singing dog and we thought that it sounded like Lady Gaga's little French bulldog. Just to remind you, it was this one. He wouldn't stop singing. Anyway, you get the picture of the
singing. We did go on to apologise to Lady Gaga for the comments.
Yes, we did.
Just, she's a legend.
But the kiffness, the South African remixer, has done a remix of The Singing Dog where he puts it together with Ryan Gosling's performance at the Oscars as Ken. And it is an amazing fit. Here it is for you in full. I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be. Wait till the dog comes in.
Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blind fragility?
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here.
Oh, it's just super. Amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Someone needs to tell that dog that he's Kenoff.
He's had
nice
Kenoff. I just love it. It's so triumphant. You can tell the dog's loving the mouth.
I can't believe it's a dog.
It's amazing. I'll share it on my Instagram so you can enjoy it on my stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. It is 7:15 on your Monday, and that means in just over 15 minutes' time, we will have our first game of five words, £5,000 of the brand new week. If you would like to play, call us right now. 0330 123 1215. The producer's standing by to take your call. Yes, we've got the Hypebeast Womble, we've got Old Swiss and Asbo all standing by the phone, ready to go. 0330 123 1215. Call us right now if you'd like to have a go at five words, £5,000 in just over 15 minutes' time. The other thing we're going to be doing today, just after five words, £5,000, is asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... Now, we've not done this in a little while, so where my freaks at? The number to get in touch is 81215. And to whet the appetite, the last time we did this, Anna Geary told us all about her beloved mum.
She likes to use a flamethrower to kill weeds.
What? Like the running man.
Where'd she get one?
Just asking for a friend.
It's pretty big as well.
It's got the backpack and everything.
Yeah. Has it really?
Yeah.
What? So is it like the end of Aliens? Does she like Sigourney Weaver? Does she go out like?
I was thinking of another one. She's got this obsession with Pitbull as well. So like,
you mean the dog or Mr. Worldwide? You mean
that
this guy?
One, yeah. Honestly, everywhere we go, she puts Pitbull on. She heard Pitbull in her dance class for the first time, and now she's obsessed.
So, I mean, what was your mum's dance instructor like? She's like, OK, just take off the flamethrower.
Yeah. I know. This is her soundtrack now, when she does the flamethrower.
Wow, the imagery is fantastic. Wow. Strapped into the flamethrower. Take this, weed. So there we go. That is Anna Geary's mum completing the sentence. Is it weird that I, not that she had any choice, bless her. It's over to you guys. 8-12-15 is the number. Come join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 7:35 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does this.
5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Yes, it is time for 5 words, 5 grand. Having a go this morning, we have Graham in Kent. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Dave and team. How are you all doing?
Very Hello. Good, my Hi, friend. Graham. Welcome along to the show. Graham loves a bit of Absolute Radio country. He is an nice. Estate agent. Leave it, kids. No, leave him alone, kids.
Sorry.
It's okay, Graham. It's fine. We've all got to make a living, I suppose. So, Graham, I've got to ask you, and I've never had a chance to ask this of an estate agent that we've had on the breakfast show before, and I want you to be completely honest with me, okay? Be completely honest with the people. When you're looking around a house, do you ever imagine that you're in Homes Under the Hammer?
Yes, no, I generally do, and some of the questions we do ask are potentially also taken from that TV programme.
Okay.
Start talking about yield.
I'll leave it there because my boss might be listening.
Right, okay. So you've got like the new extension has taken the kitchen diner to new levels. And then you just play a little bit of Fix You just to get everyone in the mood. Come with me if you will. This unloved space is now a smart utility room. Do you want to make an offer? This could be your new house. I'm just going to leave this on the side and walk out of the room. Just leave you with Gary Barlow and the guys. There you go. Right, let's talk 5 words, 5 grand, shall we, Graham? I'm going to spin the random player generator. Do you have a preferred member of the team? You've got Matt, Anna and Glenn in play today.
Go Matt.
You'd go Matt. Let's see who you've got.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Oh, I think that's our first free choice on the random player generator since we returned. You're going to stick with Matt?
Yeah, go for it. Yep.
Okay, yes. Here we go. Okay. Farewell,
Good
Matthew.
Luck, Graham. I hope I'm not too scatty for you.
There's been a lot of sound effects in this talk about, hasn't there? Goodness me.
He always says that as he walks out the room, doesn't he?
Okay. Graham, it is time to get down to 5 words, 5 grand business. I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Scatty Matt is most likely to give, because shortly I will welcome Matt back into the studio where he'll be able to hear everything, including the exact same 5 words I'm about to give you. And if he says the same as you, you can have £5,000.
Fantastic.
Good luck. Here we go. The first word this morning is breakfast.
Toast.
Plug. P-L-U-G, plug.
Socket.
Bike. B-I-K-E, bike.
Helmet.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I giggled at helmet. That's
no.
I did too.
Yeah, I know. Graham, I can let you off because you're just a humble estate agent. But Anna, you're now the head of news while Emma's on maternity leave. So. Kick. K-I-C-K, kick.
Ball.
And finally, metal. M-E-T-A-L, metal.
Car.
Okay. Graham, stay right there. Your five words are locked in and Matt Dyson is back in play next.
Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Scatty Matty is back in the studio. Graham has been waiting patiently on line one. Mm-hmm. Let's get down to business. Try and win Graham £5,000 on five words, £5,000. Matt.
Yeah.
The first word for you to consider this morning is the word breakfast.
Show.
Oh. Yeah.
Dinner. Lunch. Cereal.
You hungry?
Keep going, keep going.
Toast.
Toast. Breakfast toast.
Breakfast toast. Yeah, yeah. Graham, this means, of course, you have not won the money today, but let's see how many you match, because we've been getting the middling twos out of five so far since its return. See if we can go a little bit better than that. With plug.
Socket.
Correct.
Good.
There we go.
There we go.
Bike.
Bike rack.
Helmet.
Bike helmet.
Kick.
Off.
Ball. Metal.
Detector.
Oh.
Car.
Metal car.
Metal car.
Oh dear. It's not the start of the week, is it?
Yeah, it's Graham there, who's 4.5, ladies and gentlemen, and he's taken part today. That's brilliant. Well, Graham, we'll speak to you real soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the show on Absolute Radio Country. But it means we have a 1 out of 5. We're going to be playing again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to have a go, it is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Call us right now for your chance to play five words, £5,000 tomorrow morning.
Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 8:08 on your Monday morning, and that means we're just over 50 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee. And that means between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, you will not hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network. Now, is it weird that I, 8, 12, 15, complete that sentence? I think we have to start with football commentary legend Jonathan Pearce. If we're doing Is It Weird That I, we have to listen to his Chelsea analogy. Here it is. I listened to this go out live. Yeah. It's a bit like being at the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory experience and seeing the unknown. So I was watching the game Chelsea-Leicester, and this is when I heard it.
You would normally say they have one foot in the semi-final, but for Chelsea, it's like one foot on a doormat on a slippery tile floor that's already coated with water.
OK, Jonathan, OK.
Where is he going with that?
Is that a good thing or not?
I think the point he was trying to make was with Chelsea, you just never know at the moment. Yeah. You can be doing really well 1 second and it's your abysmal the next.
Yeah, the weirdest analogy ever, surely.
Let's move on, shall we? Dave, is it weird that I love to pop cod liver oil capsules in my mouth?
Oh, dear. Sure.
Who likes the taste of
that? Well, once you pop, you can't stop.
It's like biting into a paracetamol.
Yeah.
You just swallow it whole and then forget it ever happened.
Yes. Yeah. Not at the cinema, like with them in the pick and mix, like helping yourself. No. That is weird. Yes, it is. Morning, Dave and team. Is it weird that I put warm water in the bath before I have a shower, as I don't like standing in a cold bath? From Julie.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, it's not weird. It's ostentatious. It's different. It's different, Julie. But it's not weird. Gary and Harlow, however, you are weird. Is it weird that I can't have a shower until I've kicked my boxers onto the hook on the back of the bathroom door?
Oh, yes. Love it. I went for a phase of doing that, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like a little challenge.
Oh, I wish I didn't have that image.
No, 100%.
I really, really wish.
I was still reeling from Julie stood in an ankle's worth of warm water. And now I've got Gary and Matt chucking their pants at me.
It's a fun game, isn't it?
Why am I the hook when I imagine this? Why? Yeah, I suppose it's a fun challenge.
Yes, exactly.
But
yeah,
I mean,
nice.
Getting them off and catching them is the good challenge, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like that. And if
yeah.
And if you can catch them, it's good.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
What? but what Gary's saying is he can't get in the shower
until he's got it on the hook.
So I don't know how challenging it is to get
no,
it on the
if
hook.
If I missed the hook, I would just move on with my life straight away. You can't stay around all day until you get it on. You could be, you'll
so
be
do,
late
do,
for
do you
work.
Do it on the volley? Like, absolutely put your laces through it.
No, I would flip it up, control that on my knee, and then volley it onto the hook. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the technique that Matt Dyson uses to take his boxers off before kicking them on a hook before showering.
I'm learning a lot about male brain. Right now.
You know what Anna's thinking right now? I miss just doing Fridays. That's what I miss.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're tuned in on the main station, that's Mustang, which is the brand new one by the Kings of Leon. I was to give that a little play on the Monday
morning.
Great,
isn't it? I love it.
And this is the Twilight Zone music. because we're asking, is it weird that I, Daz in Thornby, says, always put my left shoe on first? If for some reason I don't, it makes me feel wrong for the rest of the day ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is quite weird. Glenn, do you want to join in?
Yeah, I'm dumping someone else in it, if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to slap my wife Katie for this one. Okay. Is it weird that for weekend we went to a restaurant and we got there and she went, oh, I'm just going to check the hygiene rating, is that okay? And I've never known anyone to do that.
No, that's true.
As a prerequisite.
No.
And it was a 4. They proudly advertised it at front of a restaurant. It was a 4, and so we didn't go in.
Oh,
what? It's got to be 5 out of 5.
Apparently so. She was like, I feel like a 4 in central London is a 3.
Oh.
And I was like, why? Why?
I quite like the logic, though.
I don't understand the logic. So we went to a different restaurant. We looked it up the next day. We'd been to a 0.
No way!
We'd been to a 0. I didn't even know a restaurant could stay open if it's a 0. I think my hygiene rating is just like a pool quote.
There's a restaurant in Paddington. I walked past it, and obviously they'd got the work experience to get a Sharpie and change their 3 into a 5, and it was one of the most obvious pieces of graffiti I've ever seen in my life. A 0. I didn't even know 0s existed.
I didn't know 0s could exist. The meal was great. I've been violently sick ever since, but it was great. It was great.
Keep them coming. Is it weird that the number is 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. The time is 8:36. There is always so much to unpack about you guys out there when we do the Is It Weird That I feature. And that's why I'm always so grateful that you get in touch. So many today. You've been particularly weird at the moment, ladies and gentlemen. And I salute you. Hi, Dave and team. Is it weird that when needing to leave the house at 8 a.m. for work, I always check the clock when I get out of the shower. And if it's 7:34 a.m, I will sing to myself, I've got 26 minutes to go, 26 minutes to flow. I've got 26 minutes before I've got to go. To the tune of 21 seconds by So Solid Crew. Changing the words to whatever time I have. I do this every single morning. I'm 54 years old.
54. Amazing.
OK, Sam in Bristol. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, that is. We can mark that down as weird. Dave and the team, is it weird that when getting into the car, imagine I'm flying a plane. Welcome on board. Prepare for liftoff. We will shortly be arriving at our destination. The temperature is a sunny 20 degrees. Cabin crew, doors to manual. My kids hate me. Yeah, that's weird. Dave, is it weird that I can fit my ear inside my ear? My right ear is very flexible. All right, humble brag, says Sam in Essex. And I can bend it so it fits into itself. My left one, not so much. Now, old Swiss, you can do this, can't you? Yeah. Is it your left ear or your right ear?
Both.
I saw you doing it earlier. I was wondering why you were doing that.
Oh,
genuinely.
No. It's just so making flexible. Me queasy. Oh.
Why?
I just don't like it.
You don't find that attractive? It's a bit of an ick, isn't
it? You look like you're in The Simpsons.
You know, famously, producer Dave there, old Swiss, was on Dragon's Den, and when Peter Jones picked him up on the fact none of his accounting worked, he just put his ear inside. Just went, ta-da.
I'm not listening.
Will that get me an investment?
Tuca, are you impressed? Okay. Is it weird that I let my 2 miniature schnauzers lick my toes when I take my boots off after a hard day's work?
Grim.
Yes, Andrew. Well, Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It is, Andrew. Yes. Sorry, yes, yes, you're right, you're right. Brad in Winchester, Dave and the team, is it weird that I, for 25 years, have opened every single packet of crisps upside down? My theory is that the flavour settles at the bottom when stacked on the shelf in the supermarché. Oh, yeah. So opening them upside down means, and we went into caps locks for this, max flavour.
Max flavour.
So, is that weird or is that ingenious?
I think it's quite a clever little hack. But I like.
Yeah,
to
I do.
End.
I do it with bottles of Pepsi Max as well. Yeah, I get some scissors out and just.
Well done, everybody! Once again, thank you for being so open and honest. Is it weird that I will return to the breakfast show next week?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast, Absolute Radio.
It is 8:48 on your Monday morning, just after nine is shout out time here on this breakfast show. That's how you get your name read aloud on the wireless by yours truly. But of course, as always, there's a little game to play just for fun.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
And this week, we're going to be playing my first, my last, my everything, a returning favourite. So I've taken the first note of a song, I've taken the last note of a song, and I've super glued them together. If you can identify the song, you can have the shout out. So the number is 8, 12, 15. But then again, you already knew that, didn't you? I need your name. I want to know where you are. Don't tell me you're going to work. Tell me what you're off to do, if you are going anywhere to do anything. Or maybe there's a colleague, a friend, a family member you'd like a shout-out for. Maybe you'd like us to wish you good luck for something. Just put it all in there, man. 8, 12, 15. And now it is time to play the clip for my first, my last, my everything. Here we go, guys. Good luck. So put your hands in the air, team, if you know what that is. Hmm. Glenn, of course. Oh, see me after.
I'd have to hear it again.
You want to hear it again? Anna, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
Seems pretty clear to me. I'm useless at this stuff.
The last note is not. I would never have guessed it from the last note.
No,
but the first note is one of the most iconic in popular music over the last 20 years.
Confusing.
I hear what you're saying, yeah.
It's a hard day's night.
Yeah. It'll come to me,
He can't get it, look at him. He's totally bamboozled.
I don't know.
Anna's got a head in her hand. I have no idea. I'm going to play it one more time.
Have you listened to this radio station before?
It's probably going to be on within the next hour.
How's that not...
Come on, Matt. He's not getting it. Anna, you're not getting it.
I really don't know either.
Right, OK. It's humiliating is what it is. In fact, let me get your contract up here. I'm pretty sure that not knowing this is a sackable offence at Bauer Media.
Yeah, it just needs to be elongated.
Yeah, well. My first, my last, my everything. Your names, your answers, whatever you want to be shouted out, send it along to 8, 12, 15. It's coming up just after 9. And for people like Matt and Anna, because I know there'll be some of you out there as well who are confused by this, I'll play it again next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Yes, a game of my first, my last, my everything is your opportunity to get your shout out just after 9 a.m. this week here on The Breakfast Show. I had the first bit of a song and the last bit of the song stuck together. But what was it? Matt Dyson, it's only fair you do
Seems
the honours.
It's so obvious now, doesn't it? Yes. It suddenly came to me. It was Pulp Common People.
Absolutely right, Matt Dyson. I knew you'd get there in the end.
Yeah, it took a while for some reason.
So congratulations to Steve on his way to get some breakfast. Bradley working hard for Foxtrot Oscar Cancer, a charity. Keep up the great work, Bradley and the team. Dave going to Skegness Pleasure Beach to inspect their pressure vessels.
Oh.
Alison near Cheddar getting eyelash extensions later today. Good luck, Alison. Cheryl deep into accounting already. Roger and Ben heading to Lincoln to fit our new Hickory Smokehouse with Bourne Joinery. Steve from Lloyd's Wise Learners Driving School circumnavigating Wirral's finest 20-mile-an-hour roads. George Plastering in Market Harborough.
Harborough.
It's cold here, isn't it?
Even more piratey.
He wants a shout-out to his wife, Abby, and his daughters, Robin and Harper. Shout-out to Abby, Robin and Harper! Jodie in Eastbourne on her way to CrossFit after the school run. And Jonathan, who is off to smash some biscuits. Well, enjoy that, Jonathan.
I beat them afterwards.
Well done, everybody. It was Pulp and Common People on My First, My Last, My Everything, which will return to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. It is time to bid you farewell and to thank you for tuning into the show. Of course, there will be a brand new edition of The Daily Podcast available in about 5 minutes' time. All we need to do is stick a label on that bad boy saying what its title is. Matt Dyson.
What we got?
The podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. There must be a catch pit emoji.
Yeah, someone's weekending emojis. There isn't one.
Bournemouth.
Oh, the AI voice doing the top 10 rundowns of B&M bargains.
Someone needs to tell that dog he's Kenuff.
That was the social ammo singing dog mixed with I'm just Ken.
Once you pop cod liver, you can't stop.
Someone on Is It Weird That I, who likes the taste.
It's not weird, it's ostentatious.
Yeah, that was someone who put warm water in the bottom of the bath and then had a shower. It's a life hack.
Why am I always the hook?
That's the hook that I flick my underpants onto before getting into the shower, Dave. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I like that, but maybe it's not weird, it's ostentatious.
A lovely title for the first podcast of a brand new week. As I say, you can get that wherever you get your pods. Right, on the way on Absolute Radio, it is the Tea Break Trivia. Yes, Leona's going to be here, also bringing the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £171,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.